Welcome to our class, which has got the title of From the Ground Up. We know that yoga is an ancient holistic system that helps us recover our emotional core and our connection to the world through our breath, through our movement, and through our awareness. And we're going to work from the ground up. So what does grounding mean? It's a word bandied about in yoga classes, but it means feeling safe and secure and planted and connected. Connected. Not just to the earth, but to everything. It's a very wonderful feeling. So come to your mat and stand on your mat and just feel your feet. Feel them, press them into the floor, maybe rub them up and down the mat so you can really feel your feet. A real good grounding is to do the tennis ball thing, but maybe you haven't got a ball, but it really does. I love it. But at the moment, if we haven't got a ball, just rub your feet into the floor, sway from side to side, from back to front. Sway, sink, and say those words, feel those words, sway and sink. And come up on your toes, come really high on your toes and stay on your toes and feel the muscles in your calves working. Come up on your toes, feel every single toe, can you? And come down to your heels and rock back on your heels and come up on your heels again and back. Come up, really play with that. Come back down, spread your toes out, sway, lean backwards, lean forwards, lean sideways. Feel your feet. Feel as though you're sinking into the floor, that you're not standing on your mat on a hard floor, that you're on some soft ground and you're sinking. Pay attention to your feet and how the whole foot touches the floor. When you're grounded, your circulation improves and it helps the delivery of oxygen and nourishment to the tissues, and it includes better blood flow to your brain. So sway up on your toes, pay attention to your feet, up on your toes and down again. And swing and sway and settle into Tadasana. Simply standing. And this is the place where the journey begins. So set your intention here. Be in Tadasana. And being in Tadasana from here, we're going to take 9 tranquilizing breaths. So we're just standing, we're grounded, we're happy. And the first breath is we just simply, palms down, lift the arms up to by the side of your ears and bring them down again. But there are 9 breaths and these are the first 4. So as we breathe in deeply, we lift up, the palms are down, we lift right up and we think about a circle and we also think of the mantra Om. So we breathe in, go up and down 4 times, thinking of a circle and Om. The next three breaths, the arms come out to the side as you breathe in and the fingertips touch above your head. And the mantra is Ma, and we think about a triangle. So the arms go out just three times. Breathe out as you come down, and it's Ma, and it's three times, and a triangle. And for the last two breaths, we have parallel lines. That's what we're thinking about. And the palms are facing each other as you bring your arms up and take your arms down. You're just thinking about the mantra is Pa, and it's parallel lines. And then bring your hands to your heart when you're finished. And open your arms wide as you greet the sun. Greet the sun, open your arms wide. And take your hands to the floor. So just go again, just a few times. You're opening your arms wide above your head, greeting the sun, and then just take your hands to the floor. And if you need to bend your knees, do, but ground your hands in the floor. Greet the sun. She just wants to live. She knows that Midas died, broken and weak. She knows you can't live on gold. All she wants to do is to touch the sun. Breathe in. Let the sun touch you and go down to the floor. Ground your hands into the floor. And this time, stay down there. Stay. And we're going to come up through chair pose. So you bend your knees and that grounds you even more. And you come up and you just sit halfway on an imaginary chair. It can't break because it's composed of your own power. How long can you sit? And then reach up to the heavens on an in-breath and come down, hands to your heart. And then rub your hands together and put your hands on your thighs. And just stay a moment. This is very grounding, hands on thighs. And then put one hand palm down as though it's pushing into the earth. And the other hand palm up, flat to the sky. And breathe, breathe. Feel the breath, feel the heavens and the earth. Feel the side bend. And change sides. Just another one to each side in your own time. When you've done both sides equally, bend your knees, ground up. Bending knees is really grounding. And then come up through chair pose. Bring your hands to your heart. Just once more, open to the sun as you breathe in and take your hands to the floor. Grounding your hands. And this is a folding forward bend. Just stay there. Stay there. Let your head relax. Feel what you're feeling. And mind, how much do you want to say, am I doing it right? Can I stay here long enough or even a second longer? Oh, when will the class ever end? Can I eat an ice cream sandwich when we're finished? Mind, will you ever shut up? Will my legs stop shaking? Will my head reach lower? Will I? Can I? Should I? Could I let go of my mind? Listen to my breath. Listen through my breath. Let it move through this body. Reach out to this moment, this world, this life, and let it go. Come up through chair pose. Bend your knees. Lift. Sit on the imaginary chair halfway. Can't break because it's composed of your power. Reach up to the heavens as you breathe in. Come down to your heart. And then can you just fold forward and come into down dog. Ground your hands. Ground your hands. Feel your feet. Feel your hands and your feet. Hands and your feet. You're in another sort of mountain pose. Walk your hands to your feet. Bend your knees. Come up through chair pose. Reach up to the heavens on an in-breath. Come down to your heart, hands together. Tadasana, the journey unfolds. So you're sinking into the floor, but you're reaching up. Sink into Tadasana. How does it feel? How does it feel? As the journey's unfolding. And then can we step our feet wide apart? Wide apart, facing the long edge of the mat. Feel your feet. We're coming into a warrior, warrior two. Turn your right foot out. Push the heel of the left foot back. Feel feet. Feel evenness, feel safe and secure. It's a warrior, but here there's nothing to fight except perhaps our willfulness. See if you can bring your hands to your heart and can you practice ujjayi breathing, which is where you draw your breath across your throat. As you breathe in and as you breathe out. It's called ujjayi or victorious breath. If you don't know what I'm talking about, just simply breathe. Feel your hands at your heart. Pay attention to your breath. Slow and deep into the heart of the day with each inhalation comes an exhalation. Exhalations twice as long, slow and deep. Fill in the lungs with infinite space. The sun rises and sets in each single breath. Forget about tomorrow. Now is an eternity. Life is a victory to celebrate the heart of the day. Hands are at the heart. Take the arms out to shoulder height. Push the palms away. Breathe. Feel the expansion across your chest. Can you stay with ujjayi breathing? If not, really feel your breath. Just feel it. Feel it. As we're here with the arms out, some people, sometimes we lean too far into the past. Sometimes we stretch way out into the future. And the true warrior stays in the minute, burning deeper into whatever comes. Or sometimes, with even more difficulty, to what doesn't come. Front knees bent. Bring your hands back to your heart. and then lean to one side. Just lean with your hands at your heart. And then lean to the other side. When you come back in the middle, feel the evenness. Lean and lean. How does it feel? Bring your hands and your body back to center. And then turn and twist to the right. Bring your hands on your body. Feel heavy and grounded. Twist, twist, twist. Come back to your heart, to your centre. And turn to the other side. So the left foot goes out. Arms go out, palms are away, palms are away. Use your breathing, not too far in the past. Don't go way out into the future. Stay in the moment, burning deeper into whatever comes. Over to one side. Over to the other side. Turn to the left and twist. Arms and hands on your body, open-hearted. Come back to the centre. Do a forward fold. Ground your hands into the floor. Stretch your arms out. Ground your hands into the floor. You might need to bend your knees. It's okay. Ground your hands. Ground your feet. Let your head hang heavy. Heel toe the feet towards together to about hip width. Bend your knees. Sink. Come up into a chair pose. Pause in the chair pose and then lift your arms up. Pause. And lift your arms up. Bring your hands down and sway into Tadasana. Find where it is. Half rooted in the earth, half floating in the endless sky. Mountain pose. The mountain never asks why or for what purpose it exists. And that's the difference between the climber and the climbed. Be in Tadasana. Ground one foot even further into the floor and lift the other leg, knee bent, and take the leg out to the side so that you're oiling your hip joint. Just take it out, stand on one leg. Do have support if you want to. Turn and turn and turn, turn. And then just come back. Feel the other foot. Take note of your feet before you whiz off. When you've noticed, ground the other foot into the floor and then turn the other leg with your knee bent. And you're just oiling your hip joint. And come back to the centre. And we'll try a tree. We'll do a tree. So you're standing on one foot. And the other foot is going pressing against, possibly your thigh. It might just stay on the other foot. But if you're pressing it against the thigh, really press it into the thigh. If you just put it there, it'll possibly slide down and we'll say, oh, can't stay, I've got slippy trousers. It's not slippy trousers, it's because you need to press your foot into your leg and your leg into your foot. So we've got a tree and how difficult it is to stand straight and tall and how much more difficult on one leg. Come back to Tadasana. Stay in Tadasana for a minute. Stay. And then do the other leg. We are the roots. We are the forest. We are the trees. The trunk aches as it tries to expand to full height. The tree grows green against the blue sky, drawing in the sun's rays. See how you feel. If you need support, take support and enjoy the tree. Feel the tree. Root down. We are the roots, we are the forests, we are the trees. Come back down and sink into Tadasana. Let the journey unfold. How is it unfolding? Greet the sun. Open to the sun. Feel the sun energy come into your heart. And as you come down to the floor, root your hands. Feel the difference as you come up and open up. Feel the sun and root down. When you've got your hands and your feet rooted, step back into down dog. Root your hands. And then can you come into a squat? If not, if it squats uncomfortable, we're coming to lying down. But if you can squat, squat, squats are great, great, great grounding postures. And then settle down into a lying down position and feel the floor. And then draw one knee in. Just draw one knee in and feel what happened. Don't do it in a hurry. Just feel your back. Stretch your leg out. Draw the other knee in. Stretch your leg out. Bring your breath in. Breathe in. Take your arms over your head. As you breathe out, draw your knee in. Go again, feel your breath filling your body as you breathe in and as you breathe out. Just feel, feel, feel. One more with both arms back. Breathe out, both knees in. And then with both knees in, just take your feet away from you and let your toes touch the mat and bring them back, not squeezing. This is your core strength. We know this. So breathe in and tip your toes to the floor and breathe out, bring them back. Or you can stretch your legs further if you want to and bring them back. Or you can take your arms back as you breathe in and your legs go out and bring them back. So any way or change, interchange them. But what we're doing is helping our core. So we're taking the feet away and bringing them back any way that seems right for you. And then just pause for a moment. And then if it's possible, come to kneeling. If it's not possible, come to a sitting position that is. Kneeling is Vajrasana and it's called a hero pose. So sitting on your knees, remember the thousand faces of heroes before you. And we are stronger because of them. So sitting in the hero pose. Relaxing your face. Feeling your breath. Ujjayi breathing if you wish. Strong breath. Now we're going to come to Anahatasana, which is melting heart. So come onto all fours. See that your shoulders are above your wrists and your hips are above your knees. And walk your hands a little bit forward. Curl your toes under if you wish. And as you breathe out, just move your buttocks halfway back to your heels. Keep your arms active. Don't let your elbows touch the floor. Drop your forehead to the floor or onto a blanket or a block and let your neck relax. Sometimes it's nice with folded arms if your shoulders are a bit stiff. Fold those arms. Keep a slight curve in your lower back. And feel a nice long stretch in your spine. Breathe into your back. That means as you breathe, feel the breath in your back. And feel the ground. And the spine's lengthening in both directions. And your heart is melting to the floor. Melting. And see if you can touch your third eye or the space between your eyes to the ground. And this space, the third eye chakra, is related to our sense of awareness. So this is the physical act that directs our awareness towards the earth. then. Release your buttocks down to your heels. Back to the hero, remembering the thousand faces of heroes. And you are stronger because of them, here at home. So, from here, the arms are by the side and they're reaching towards the heels. And then just lean forward and roll up onto your head. So you're on the top of your head, your arms are by the side and reaching back towards your heels. We're going to take three deep breaths in and out here. Coming back to the hero, take a moment, and we're going to just do that twice more. And come back to the hero. Then can we sink back into pose of the child? Wide kneed pose of the child is nice. If you don't like pose of the child, just lie on your front. Plunging into the river of joy and diving deeper, deeper and wider within this wraparound life. Reborn in the body as a smile. Reborn in the breath as a radiant light. Reborn in the space between pose and repose. Rocking in infinity. Embracing the union of all that is and all that will be. and then sink into Shavasana. Feel the floor. Feel how you touch the floor, what parts of you. As you breathe out, sink even deeper and deeper. Peel back the layers of the world, there's nothing left to do, but embrace everything as it is. Sink. Feel. Feel how your shoulders touch, your back touch, what vertebrae touch. Soften. Sink. Slow and deep. Into the heart of the day. The sun rises and sets in each single breath. Let go of tomorrow. Now is an eternity. Celebrate the heart of the day. Just bringing yourself round slowly. It's nice to just rub your hands together and just spread them over your face and over your eyes. Feel your warm hands over your eyes and maybe even let the heels of your hands go into your eyes. Softening, coming round, coming up when you're ready. Keeping your eyes closed if you can. Keeping your eyes closed. And then as you come to sitting, simply let your eyes open, but not staring. Let the world come into your eyes. Feeling the ground. Where are you feeling it? What's touching it? Feel the mountain pose from here. Feel how your breath is. How has the journey unfolded for you? Reflect on your practice. Reflect on your breath. Take a moment to reflect. And feeling your connection with the world outside. And getting ready to go in peace. Thank you for coming. Have a great day. And thanks also to Lisa Lowitz and her beautiful poems. Lines to unfold by. Namaste.